man. I thank you very much for your kindly participating in this Krishna consciousness movement.
Monsieur Dain, je vous remercie pour avoir assisté ou pour assister avec nous dans notre conscience de Krishna.
This movement is very important. It is a movement to save the human society from a suicidal policy.
Ce mouvement est très important, c'est pour sauver la société humaine de la catastrophe, de la destruction.
The suicidal policy is that this evening I express my desire to the press conference that the human society is being misled by leaders who are blind themselves.
Cette fatalité de suicide présente aujourd'hui dans la société présentée par les dirigeants de la société qui sont abandonnés eux-mêmes.
Take for example, just like there are a few blind men and another blind man is proposing to help them crossing over the street.
For example, for the road, and for the end, the blind do a traversing.
So this blind following is there in this sense that we do not know what is the aim and objective of human society.
Donc le fait de poursuivre un mouvement est présent parce que nous ne savons pas le cas d'objectif.
The aim and objective of human life is self-realization and re-establishing our lost relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Le but de la forme humaine est de réaliser, être réalisé en soi, et de réaliser en soi relation avec la Supreme Personnalité de Dieu.
That is the missing point. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to enlighten the human society on this important point.
Cela est le principe fondamental de l'existence. Et ce processus de la conscience de Krishna pour aider l'humanité à se rendre compte de l'importance de cette réalisation.
According to Vedic civilization, the progressive march towards perfection of life is to realize one's relationship with Krishna or God.
Selon les écritures védiques, l'avancement sur la voie de perfection est de réaliser votre relation avec Dieu, la Supreme Personnalité de Dieu.
There is a book, perhaps you have read or you know, Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavad Gita is accepted by all acharyas or authorities in transcendental science as the essence of all Vedic knowledge.
De ce livre, qui est accepté par tous les maîtres spirituels, tous les acharyas, y
Bhagavad Gita, we understand that the living entities, not only human beings, but other than human beings, there are many types of living entities. All of them are parts and parcels of God.
Dans la Bhagavad Gita, nous comprenons que toutes les entités vivantes, pas seulement les entités humaines, mais toutes les entités vivantes, sont des parties intégrantes de Dieu.
The part and parcel of God means you can understand from your own personal experience, just like your body, but there are many parts and parcels of the body, just like the legs, the hands, the fingers, the hair, so many things.
Est-ce que partie intégrante de Dieu, vous dire, vous pouvez comprendre Dieu par comprendre vous-même. De la même façon que vous avez un corps, et votre corps est constitué de nombreux membres corporels, les mains, les jambes, les bras. Par connaître toutes les parties que vous connaissez vous-même.
The idea is that the parts and parcels are meant for serving the whole body.
L'idée fondamentale est que toutes les parties intégrantes sont faites pour servir le tout complet.
Similarly, we living entities, being part and parcel of God, it is our duty to serve Him.
Carrément, nous les entités vivantes, étant les parties intégrantes de Dieu, nous avons le devoir de servir Krishna, de servir Dieu.
Actually, our position is that we are rendering service to somebody else.
En réalité, notre position est que nous rendons service à quelqu'un.
Every one of us who are sitting in this meeting must admit that he is giving service to somebody else.
Chacun présent ce soir doit admettre qu'il rend service à quelqu'un.
Somebody is rendering service to his family, somebody is rendering service to his country or to his society, or if one has nobody to serve, sometimes he keeps a pet like cat and dog and send their service unto it.
Quelqu'un sert sa famille, un autre sa famille, un autre sa société, ou bien il serve un autre son cœur, son service, comme les chats et les chiens peuvent servir soi-même.
So, all these factors prove that we want and we are constitutionally so made that we have to render service to somebody else.
Tout cela signifie que nous sommes faits dans une telle manière que nous devons nous rendre service à quelqu'un.
But in spite of our rendering service to the best capacity, we are not satisfied, nor the person to whom we are rendering service, they are satisfied.
En dépit de ça, nous sommes obligés à rendre service, mais nous ne sommes pas satisfaits dans notre service, et les personnes qui reçoivent notre service ne sont pas satisfaits non plus.
Therefore, in spite of our rendering service to one another, every one of us are frustrated.
Bien que nous servons l'un et l'autre, chacun de nous est frustré.
The reason is that the service which we are rendering, that is not properly placed.
La raison est que le service que nous rendons n'est pas proprement correctement fait.
The method is just like a tree. If you want to render service to a tree, you must water to the root.
Pour être confirmé, par exemple, si vous voulez arroser un arbre, arroser la racine.
If you pour water on the leaves, branches and twigs, that is not properly served. If you pour water on the roof, that is the way of serving the tree.
Si vous choisissez arroser chaque feuille dans le monde, cela n'est pas le service de l'oreille. Mais si vous choisissez arroser la racine, cela est un risque.
Similarly, in your body, if you supply food to the stomach, the energy will be distributed. You need not give food separately to the different parts of your body. From these examples, we can understand that the Supreme Whole, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if He is such, then all other parts and passions and just like the limbs of the body are such automatically by supplying food to the stomach. Similarly, by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone is such. Therefore, all welfare activities, all service to the society, family, nature. So, it is the duty of every human being to understand his constitutional position, his relation with God, and understanding the relation to act accordingly, and then our life becomes successful.
Donc c'est le devoir de chaque entité vivante de comprendre sa relation avec Dieu et sa position de service. Et donc, par comprendre cela, on peut être heureux dans la vie.
This human form of life is meant for that purpose. We are missing the point.
Cette forme humaine de la vie est faite et parce que nous évitons ce processus de réalisation, nous manquons la réalisation de la pointe fondamentale de l'existence.
So long we are living, sometimes we challenge that there is no God, I am God. Or somebody says, I don't care for God. But actually, this challenge will not save us. God is there. We can see God in every moment, but if we deny to see God, then God will be present before us as the real death.
Chacun, beaucoup de gens font des challenges, ils disent, je suis Dieu, il n'y a pas un Dieu. Parce qu'ils disent qu'il choisit pour dire comme ça, ils ne croient pas Dieu. Mais Dieu est présent quand même. Si nous choisissons de penser comme ça, Dieu se présente dans la forme de la mort.
There are different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because He is the original root cause of all cosmic manifestation.
Il y a divers aspects pour la Supreme Personnalité de Dieu parce qu'il est la cause, la cause de tout.
In the Bhagavad Gita, there is nice description how you can gradually understand and see God personally, face to face.
Dans le Bhagavad Gita, il y a une description qui explique comment vous pouvez voir Dieu vis-à-vis.
Just like the personality of Godhead says therein, that I am the taste in water. I am the sunlight. I am the moonlight. I am the sound vibration in the sky. And I am the supreme character of a great personality. So if we actually serious to understand the science of God, if we try to follow the injunction given in the Bhagavad Gita, just like God is the taste of the water. Everyone is tasting water daily, not only once but several times. So if we remember this instruction of Bhagavad Gita, that the taste of the water is God, then the God realization begins.
Donc, nous devons simplement accepter cette instruction de Bhagavad Gita. C'est-à-dire que si Krishna dit je suis le but de l'ordre, nous devons de l'ordre plusieurs fois par jour. Donc, par accepter cette instruction, nous devons se rendre compte de Krishna.
Similarly, it is said there that God is the light of the moon, God is the light of the sun. Every one of us has seen the sunlight and the moonshine. So how we can say that we have not seen God?
Donc, il est dit dans le Bhagavad Gita, Krishna dit, je suis la lumière du soleil, je suis la lumière de la lune. Et parce que nous voyons le soleil et la lune tous les jours, comment se fait-il qu'on peut dire que je n'ai jamais vu Dieu?
Similarly, Krishna said that I am the sound vibration in the sky. So who has not heard the sound vibration of the cloud in the sky? So as soon as we hear the sound vibration in the sky, we can see God or we can hear God.
Par exemple, Krishna dit, je suis la vibration sonore dans le ciel. Donc, chacun a entendu la vibration de l'ouvrage dans le ciel. Et quand on entend cette vibration, on peut dire qu'on a vu Dieu.
At last, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that mitu sarva harasta hum. If one does not see God, then Krishna says, I am the death, cruel death, who takes away everything from everyone.
Donc il est dit dans Bhagavad Gita, si quelqu'un sait qu'il n'y a jamais vu Dieu, donc Krishna se présente pour effacer l'existence de cet être.
The conclusion is that everyone sees God at every moment. But the atheist class, they do not accept that he is seeing God. He denies, not telling lies, that he is not seeing God. But a devotee of God, he sees God at every moment within his heart.
Donc, la conclusion est que chacun voit Dieu à chaque seconde de sa vie, mais les classes des hommes athées refusent d'admettre cela. Et donc, ils n'ont pas la réalisation de Dieu.
So, the difference of seeing God by a devotee and difference of denial by the non-devotee is this, that the atheist class or the atheist can see God at his last stage as death, whereas the devotee sees God by his devotional service every moment and every step of his life.
Donc, la différence entre les
So, this human form of life is a specialist. It is given by nature to realize God. If we don't utilize this human form of life to understand ourselves and God and our relationship, then we are committing a suicidal folly. Our, this Krishna consciousness movement is just an attempt to educate the foolish human civilization without any sense of God. Our life, as we are spirit soul, we are evolving through many species of life, and if we don't take advantage of this human form of life, then we are missing the chance. Without God consciousness or without Krishna consciousness, there cannot be any peace. Everyone is hankering after peace, but he does not know how to achieve peace. Consciousness movement is the greatest welfare activity in the world, and we request everyone to take advantage of this great scientific movement. Presentation is authoritative because we are guided by the principles of the old knowledge, the ancient knowledge of India, the Veda. And the process of understanding the science of Krishna is also made very easy in this age. The process, as you have already known, the process is chanting the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, this is recommended in the Vedas, that in these days, people are so much fallen that they cannot realize God by the prescribed method. Therefore, the best chance for them is to chant this holy name of God. That is recommended in the Vedas.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You can chant, if you know any other name of God, you can chant that also. Because there is no difference between the different names of God. And each name, holy name, is infested with all powers of God. Lord Chaitanya says that each and every name, holy name of God, is not different from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all the powers, all the energy that God has, it is also there in His holy name. In the absolute platform, there is no such difference as in this relative world. There is difference between the name and the person whose name we are chanting. There is no difference between the holy name of God. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there is no hard and fast rules and regulations for this chanting. So, you can chant the holy name of God anywhere, everywhere, and wherever it is possible. So, suppose we are walking on the street or passing on the passage, but if you chant the holy name of God, especially Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you will get much benefit without any loss of your money or without any hampering of your business. Therefore, request and recommend that so long we live, we may chant the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We don't charge anything for giving you this name. It is open to everyone. You can take it and make an experiment by chanting. You will feel how much you are advancing in spiritual life. This is the shortcut way of understanding God realization. But if you don't believe in the simple method, if you want to understand this philosophy through the science and philosophy, we have got books, about 1 dozen books, 400 pages each, to explain this science of chanting Hare Krishna. We have got our magazines Back to Godhead and our books, Krishna book, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, so many books we have got. So those who are very much serious, and everyone should be serious, because if we miss this opportunity, then after death we do not know what is going to happen. I may have a human form or body, or we may have a body of the animals or the tree, that we do not know. But if we chant Hare Krishna mantra and become advanced in Krishna consciousness, at least next life, again, human form or body is guaranteed. Begun Krishna consciousness, understanding, if they can fulfill the whole program within this life, they get salvation and goes back to home, back to Godhead. But even if one fails to achieve success in one life, his next life as a human being in rich family or in a pious family is guaranteed.
Compléter ses activités de purification dans cette vie et transférer l'idée de son vie au ciel spirituel. Mais celui qui ne termine pas ses activités de purification, parce qu'il a engagé dans les activités, le fond humain est gardé dans le premier dans ce projet de maison, afin qu'il puisse continuer ses activités de purification jusqu'à la perfection.
So our humble request to you all is that henceforward you please chant Hare Krishna mantra whenever it is possible. You have got enough time and there is no rules and regulations, there is no fee, and see how much you are benefiting.
Yeah.